And if you opened the bottle, you didn't want the liquid to spill out and like stick in it. After you've opened the bottle, you just put in it.
I don't know, I need to put nothing in a bottle that spewed out.
Yeah, I mean, say if you opened a Coke bottle or something, and you couldn't put the cap back on, you'd have to put in a...
stopper.
Okay, and what might that be made out of?
Well, I've got some around here that's, you know, like a Coke bottle, it just fits on, it's made out of the stuff you've got your soup in there that...
Okay.
Tupperware, and then over time there would be a cork stopper.
Okay. And this is an instrument that you play going like this.
Well, some says a harmonica and some says a French horn.
Okay. And what about one that you pluck, hold between your teeth and you...
juice harp.
Okay. And the thing that you pound nails with.
What?
The thing you hit nails with.
Hammer.
Okay. And if you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece that comes between the horses.
That's a tongue.
Okay. And if you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
shade.
Okay. And talk about the a wagon wheel, parts of a wagon wheel. Starting in the center, you'd have the hub. Then the spokes come out and fit the... what?
Well, that would be the... what is it called? I know. You mean the, down at the hub? The hub of the, what hits the ground?
Yeah, well just tell me what the names of the different parts are. Okay. The part that touches the ground, what do you call that?
That's what I'm trying to think. I just can't remember right now. I reckon you'd call that the tire or the band. You see, it's
okay.
Steel. You used to buy rubber tire buggies and you could buy the steel tires.
Okay. You ever heard the word sally or fella? Talking about a wagon wheel?
A what?
Sally or fella?
I don't think.
Okay. If you have a horse hitched up to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are hooked onto? You know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Sandal trees.
Okay, what if you have two horses? And each one has a single tree.
You'd have to have.
Yep. What do you call the thing that both of these single trees are hitched to?
Well, that's another single tree. It's a bigger single tree, you see. It's a little single tree then. So to both of them. I've got the triple single tree out under the smoke rings.
Triples for three? So what about two horses? Are you just double single trees in it?
Yeah, I guess, uh-huh.
Okay. If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say that he was doing what?
He had a load of wood and just driving along?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's taking that wood somewhere.
Okay, would you say hauling wood or carting wood or drawing?
He's hauling wood, uh-huh.
Okay. And say there was a log across the road. You say, I tied a chain around it and I what it out of the way.
Tied a chain around the wood?
Yeah, there's a log in the road. So you tie a chain around it and you what it out of the road.
I don't get you right there.
Okay, I'm thinking about the word drag. You say, I tied a chain around it. And I
tied a chain around the wood, honey?
Yeah. And then I what?
Hauled it?
Yeah. I'm using the word drag, though.
I don't know what you mean, right?
Yeah. Would you say I dragged it out of the road or I drug it out of the road? Or
if it was on the...